Left Mox Beto's Messiah-esque born to run remarks, peak white male privilege. By Tony Lee on March 13, 2019. Left-wing activists and liberal journalists were quick to mock former Representative Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke, DTX, on Wednesday evening after he told Vanity Fair that he was born to run for president. O'Rourke told Vanity Fair, "You can probably tell that I want to run. I do. I think I'd be good at it. I want to be in it," O'Rourke said. "Man, I'm just born to be in it, and want to do everything I humanly can for this country at this moment." Hours after Vanity Fair published its fawning cover story, O'Rourke confirmed to KTSM in Texas that he would announce on Thursday that he is running for president. "I'm really proud of what El Paso did and what El Paso represents," O'Rourke reportedly texted the station. "It's a big part of why I'm running. This city is the best example of this country at its best." The gushing Vanity Fair profile also framed O'Rourke as someone who, in contrast to President Donald Trump, can appear almost too innocent and decent to be a politician. But unlike Trump, O'Rourke can appear almost too innocent to be a politician. Too decent, too wholesome, the very reason he became popular, also the same reason he could be crucified on the national stage. "I tell O'Rourke that perhaps he's simply too normal to be president. Whether you meant it or not, I take that as a compliment," he says. O'Rourke's critics on the left immediately pointed to his white privilege and mocked his weird-as-hell messiah-esque tone that they predicted will not serve him well in the presidential run. Others pointed out that O'Rourke's comments suggesting he had a birthright to the presidency were especially tone-deaf after celebrities and high-powered executives were caught this week bribing college officials and coaches to get their kids into prestigious universities. The New York Times noted this week that Democratic strategists argue that the relatively positive reception to O'Rourke after his 2018 defeat is evidence, yet again, of the deep double standard female candidates face. O'Rourke's critics have also reportedly been pointing out, highlighting the disproportionate amount of buzz he has received compared to someone like failed Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, that he is being given a benefit of the doubt that wouldn't be extended to a woman or a candidate of color.